Hey everybody, it's Luke and I am back. I am so thankful to be back. It feels like it's been forever since I got to record and talk about what's going on in our church, but I've been very busy. I was off in Moldova, so thank you to Kerr and Pastor Will for covering the breakdown during those times. And then last week, after Pastor Kurt preached, I was very excited to do a breakdown on that, but I was sick. I had a really bad sore throat that involved antibiotics and steroids and everything. But by the grace of God, we are back together. So I'm very thankful, and I just wanted to take this time to say how grateful I am for the ability to get to steward the messages that the Lord brings to our church through the ministers of the gospel who come and share the heart of God with us. And today we are joined by one of my favorite ministers, Pastor Wally Wilds. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. It's so good to be back with you, Luke. This has been great. And you and I were together in Moldova.
Yes, we were.
It was amazing. And we want to thank all of you for your prayers. Mm-hmm. We really felt the power of intercession. We felt the power of your love and your support. And even those that bought soup or just financially backed us, we could spend 2 or 3 hours just talking about the power of the Holy Spirit through the team and through Moldova, but it's just great to be back on the breakdown with Luke and love Pastor Will. So I'm excited for what we have here, Luke, today.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And just while we're talking about Moldova, you were ministering at another church the Sunday Pastor Kurt preached. So that was the first Sunday back with our team from the trip. So you weren't able to give a report. But a question that I would have for you is, what would you say is the one thing that the Lord showed you personally during the trip?
That's a great question. You know, I've been really thanking the Lord that he allowed me to sort of oversee, kind of shepherd 26 people, and also just even overflow into Moldova, into Nikolai and Svetlana and the staff. I would say the gift he gave me was that I was valued,
yeah,
and worth something that the king wanted to use me to have a significant gift of encouraging, exhorting, and also just empowering everyone to move into spaces that they'd never moved in before.
Yeah.
So I get to watch that from the backdrop. That was really such a gift for me to the ease of it and the Holy Spirit of it. But yeah, he just said, well, you know, you are valued, and I have a place for you in the kingdom, and
that's
this
awesome.
Is where you can shine.
And what's so cool is we were doing a camp for kids.
Yeah.
And you don't do anything with kids around here, right? You love kids.
Yeah.
I know you love kids.
Right.
So it was cool seeing you oversee this ministry that was primarily towards children.
Yes.
But our ministry went far beyond the kids as well. We had a day where we went out into the community,
yes,
to the villages. We got to minister to homes. Did you go out and do that? Can't remember what
I went,
group,
yeah,
what group
I did.
You were
I
with.
Went out to the villages, which was awesome. And I got to be with even some of the students.
Yeah.
And to experience that with them, just praying for people in their homes and just seeing some of the healing that came out of that. So
is there a short story on that you would be willing to share?
Yeah,
with us?
We prayed for this one woman that she lost her husband through death, and she had some physical afflictions. And I was with Casey, and you know, it was so cool that this woman, we asked her if she wanted prayer, and she started weeping. She started really being very emotional. And so you could sense that there was a need for prayer, but she was from an Orthodox church. So she was thinking, I don't know if I can have you guys pray because I need a priest. And we said, no, the Holy Spirit's here. And so long story short, you know, Casey got to pray with her, and we could just see a relief.
Yeah.
And also, you know, she felt better when we left. Again, just that small inkling of the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus's healing. So she walked away better than when we came in. So
yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. One thing I loved about being in Moldova is there is a gift because of the presence of the Orthodox Church, in that the mm-hmm. people yes. as a whole, they have a concept of God and, yes. and a concept of Jesus. So they are looking towards the truth.
Correct.
And there are some that you can tell they have received the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the spiritual landscape, they don't walk in the fullness
right.
of what that truth truly unlocks. They don't walk in that fullness of freedom.
Right. And so it was great to have the relationships that we brought with Jesus in a very practical and tangible way, and just being ordinary people without the priestly garment.
Exactly. We have them spiritually. We were the
priesthood of believers. And so I think that was a little cool with them being able to know that, you know, it's not in the church building or, you know, again, but you're right. There was a sense of God, a sense of, you know, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So again, we always thank the Lord for what's been prepared through Him.
Amen.
Even though it's not perfect.
Oh, no. Because we're involved. But God chooses to use us, which is absolutely awesome. And that brings us to the message today. But when I was re-listening to Pastor Will's message, I was working on Sunday. So I got to do the online experience in the middle of seeing patients, which thank God for modern technology that allows us to be part of church. And then I got to re-listen to it today. It was really cool to see how well it flowed out of Pastor Kurt's message the week before, because Pastor Kurt's message really laid this groundwork for our true standing in Christ and the authority that we now have in Christ. You know, he talked about the old covenant versus the new covenant. And now in the new covenant, because Jesus has satisfied the wrath of God and the accuser of the brethren has been thrown down, Satan, his accusations hold nothing on us. So we really get to operate in the fullness of the power. And then Pastor Will comes in and he preaches on this parable of the hidden treasure.
Right.
And to me, that flows out of, that really impressed on me the importance of my worth in Jesus. So Pastor Kurt, it was my authority in Christ. But then Pastor Will, it's okay, my worth to Jesus. And then how that changes how I see myself and then others.
It solidifies the truth of that, right? I mean, the truth is now from the authority of the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus said, all authority has been given you. And now knowing that because of the authority, because we have been invested in and deposited with the Holy Spirit, then we're activated into being this valued, you know, being that, that represents the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So yeah, it's sort of understanding the order of some of that. And then, you know, I just loved he comes from such a pastoral heart and message. And yeah, there's so much there. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so why don't you take us in? So you're listening to the message. What is your first takeaway?
The first takeaway was, you know, I love the fact that he was really, when you look in the mirror, you know, what do you see? You know, what is it that you're seeing? Are you seeing something from the enemy or from your past or from woundedness?
Yeah.
Instead of really seeing the worth and the value, you're not the things that you know, the enemy is trying to twist on, hey, that isn't really who you are. Or, you know, when you look, you're looking at all the imperfections or all the things that you don't do right. Instead of looking in the mirror and go, wow, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I reflect him. And through the Holy Spirit, I have value and I have worth. And I was, even into the soil, like I want to be good soil,
right?
Not just for the salvation piece or the, you know, that piece, but I want to be good soil to be whole and complete so that my story is about cultivating and sort of this progression of being well.
Yeah. And on that, I would encourage everyone listening to go and read the entire chapter on Matthew 13, because there's several parables that Jesus goes through and that he gives that tells us what the kingdom of heaven is like.
Yes.
You know, the kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who went out to sow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the seed gets scattered, but then the soil is then the indicator on how well that seed takes root, right?
Yeah.
So that's what you're saying is, Lord, like what kind of soil am I?
Right. Yeah.
Tend my soil, tend the soil of my heart.
Exactly. And you know, we at camp, we had 74 campers and predominantly they weren't, you know, confessing Jesus as Lord and Savior. They might have a background of knowing God, but we were asking for the soil of their heart.
Yeah.
You know, for them to be awakened. And I believe a lot of intercessory prayer and a lot of our love for Jesus, but also the way we looked at ourselves, mm-hmm. the way we carried ourselves
yes.
and the confidence of that opened up and mm-hmm. awakened their hearts. And so their soil was really ripe.
Right.
And again, like we were talking about a little earlier, there were seeds planted and
right.
maybe some of the soil was not quite ready and ripened, but eventually mm-hmm. our prayer is that it'll sink in.
Amen. Amen. Well, to me, that's what the parable of the soil that I take away is I am, because now in this world, like I think it's in John or one of John's letters where he says, in this world, you are like Jesus, right?
Yes, yes.
So even though Jesus is the sower in that, now we are the sowers because we,
right.
we are his representatives.
Right.
So it's, Lord, what kind of soil is in front of me? And then understanding that the person's reaction is, it's an indicator of the soil.
Right, it is.
Yeah. But that frees me from the shame or the discomfort of their reaction.
Or manipulating
right.
them or converting
exactly.
them for the sake of them just to say, I accept Jesus
exactly.
in my heart.
Yes.
So I there's a releasing of freedom mm-hmm. that comes when we trust the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. and we know that he's the initiator of that.
Yes.
But because
Amen.
Of our love and because
Amen.
Of our presenting the truth, right? The light and the saltiness, all that. I mean, we just seen so much of it. On that week that we were there. And so it's hard not to talk about it because this whole message that Pastor
right.
Will gave, I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
oh my gosh, but this happens here.
Right.
It doesn't have to happen on a mission trip.
Amen. And that was the excitement that I took away from the trip is I really felt like God was making me excited to go home.
Yes.
Not like I was sad to leave in one sense,
right.
but I was excited to come back because you really come away knowing that this is for wherever you are.
Right.
It's not something magical about a place.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual significance is the place that you are in right now.
Yes.
And the Lord wants you to be a vessel.
Right. And that treasure too, he talked about too. And, you know, understanding that, you know, God's his impartation by the Holy Spirit in us is we are treasured.
Right.
Like we are his masterpieces. You know, we are his chosen royalty mm-hmm. And again, believing in that in a humble way,
yeah.
because of his worth that we are worth, because of the value and treasure that he
right.
died
right.
and resurrected, you know, for the Father, but because we could be a part of the Father
Amen.
And be a part of him.
Amen.
Like that treasure part was huge in the field.
Mm-hmm.
There was just great symbolisms there.
And yeah, I think let's yeah. stop on that for a moment. So I'll just read that verse again. So it's Matthew 13. Verse 44. It's one verse. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought that field. And Pastor Will explained that Jesus is the man.
Yes. Yeah, I like that.
The field is the world and we are the treasure.
Yeah.
And I think that awareness can do a lot inside of us because we don't always see ourselves as the treasure.
Right, right.
I think we can understand the concept of being soil,
mm-hmm.
Especially when we see how there's different types of soil because we're like, oh yeah, I can see how there's thorns in my life.
Right.
And they're trying to choke out mm-hmm. what God's doing. But then understanding that I'm a treasure because it's like Jesus is building on this.
Yes.
Like he's like, you're more than just soil. You are treasure.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, and when you hear that word, we're treasured, you know, or we're treasure, there's an inheritance.
Yeah.
Like there is an abundance of joy mm-hmm. that person had. But Jesus had the joy, and
yeah.
and Pastor Will, I said, the joy was set before him.
Right.
Even the cross.
Right.
Even knowing that part of his suffering and pain so that we could put all that on his body
right.
and we can be resurrected with mm-hmm. him. There was a value in like that relationship with his Father for us to be in that treasuring place.
Right.
And I think, you know, one of the areas too is we don't hold on to that treasure. I mean, we take that, but we start to show other people the treasure. and we start to share it. You and I were talking about, you know, we can work on inner healing and we can be delivered and we could do that forever and we're never going to stop.
Right.
But there's a point in which we're activated now, knowing we're treasured and we are in this place of ongoing sanctification.
Yes.
And now we want to share it with others, even in the process, even if I'm not fully done, but because I want them to be treasured. And I want them to, you know, have that sense that you are valued, you have worth.
Right.
And Jesus doesn't waste anything.
Exactly. Yeah. And but I think it's important that we have to see ourselves the way Jesus sees us.
Yes.
And you have, and when you, it can kind of, I think some people may see it as maybe you're struggling with seeing yourself as treasure because you're seeing it like, oh, this is like now a me-centered gospel. No, it's not. It's actually, it's all a Jesus-centered gospel.
Yeah.
Because Jesus did not have to die.
Right. Right.
He chose to, you know, you know, God so loved the world. So God so loved you, he sent his son to die for you. And he sees what you are going to be in Jesus. Okay.
Yes.
And so now in Jesus, like you are a treasure, you are worth everything.
Right.
Now, Pastor Will mentioned that there's three things that can get in the way of us seeing ourselves as worthy. He said it could be pride, anger, or our need to be right.
Yeah.
So the first step in accepting that you are treasured is you have to relinquish your right to say who you are.
Yes. Or somebody else that says who you are.
Yeah.
Right? Either one, right?
Right.
What we say about ourselves or what we hear others say. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a surrendering to the truth of who we are. And that, I think, you know, once you get to that place of surrendering that, and I think he's talked a lot about the shining on the truth, on God's word, on his revelations.
Yes.
I believe that we have to continually to be marinated in that truth. Because sometimes I'll tell you, I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm hearing a voice louder say, you know, are you really that treasure?
Right.
Or do you remember what you did? And so I have to go back to the truth and the Holy Spirit and just be reminded, yes.
Right.
You know, I can repent from that. And
amen.
Right?
Amen. And this is why it's not a me-centered relationship. It's Jesus.
It is.
Because Jesus is the one who says that I am treasure.
Yes. Yeah.
And Jesus is the one who died for me.
Right.
And Jesus is the one who cleans me.
Yes.
Right. So there is pride. There is sin that has to be cleaned. But Jesus is the one who does that.
Right. He's the only one that can do that. And I think we have so many other areas out there that even again, as we were talking about inner healing and soul work, sometimes we can be obsessed with that, whether it's books or different things. And again, I'm all about getting into that place. At the end of it, though, Jesus is the one that refreshes, renews, transforms our mind. Our will is submitted through that Spirit of the Lord, through Jesus. And then our emotions, which is Jesus had emotions, but they're harnessed into being perfected into healthy ones.
Amen. Amen. And I think that, you know, if you're feeling obsessed or like, I have to do this, I have to take care of this sin in my life, you are now putting yourself back up on the throne. And you're thinking that you can somehow make yourself acceptable to God.
Right.
That's false, because Jesus is the author and the perfecter of your faith.
Yes.
So he died for you.
Yes.
He bought you. So your salvation is saying, okay, I belong to Jesus. Jesus, you own me now.
Right. Right.
I will now cooperate with you as you clean me in your time and your way.
And it gives you such freedom from having to strive. Or having to work for something.
To figure it out.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we're, even in Christianity, sometimes we're in our head or we've created systems or methodologies. And again, you know, I love the way that Jesus established the way and his disciples, you know, if you want to look at them and look at me, man, it's a working process, but they got it, you know, and I love the fact that the heart is a continuous process of being restored, because we have brokenness.
Yeah. Amen. It's funny when you talk about the disciples and you say how they got it. Because when you read through the Gospels, it's like these guys aren't getting it.
Right. I know. Right? I know.
But they did get it in the end, right?
And the Holy Spirit came.
Right. Yeah.
and we will.
Right.
And, you know, and sometimes
we draw hope from that.
Yeah. And I think just reminding each other of that value and worth, that treasure, because sometimes when we're in community, and this is a beautiful part about greenhouses, mm-hmm. you know, that we can remind each other, we can hold fast to the truth, and also just intercede sometimes where we're in a really rough spot.
Yep.
And it's okay. And God's big enough to help us with anything, whether you're having panic attacks or whether you're in anxiety mm-hmm. or whether you're just going through some difficult times. The beautiful part about Christ is he's like, come to me.
Amen.
Like, you know, open that door to that part of your closet that you didn't want anybody to come in because you kept stuffing stuff. And there's a treasure awaiting you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Paul says it. I think it's in Ephesians. I think so. Yeah. Where he says that we are his masterpieces.
Yes. Ephesians 2:10.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
created in Christ Jesus to do good works that God prepared that we would walk in.
Right. Right. It's that destiny and purpose. And,
right.
And I, again, you know, Pastor Will is so great about walking with people in some of the messiest or hardest places, but he reminds them of who they are and whom they belong to. And I felt like that came across so loud and clear again in the message. And there's a challenge. There's a challenge of who we're going to believe mm-hmm. and who we're going to listen to, as you were saying. And so I think that's why, you know, coming and hearing these messages, sometimes, you know, we may come in feeling like I don't feel like a treasure or I don't even feel like I should be here.
Mm-hmm.
But the Spirit through the Word and through the whole, you know, brings us into that place. And sometimes if it's not the altar, even up front at the sanctuary at HBC, it's the altar of your place of covenant with him and consecrating with him.
Yeah, well, and Pastor Will was saying, you know, things that can get in the way of us seeing our own value. And I liked how he put it. He said, we either listen to the lies.
Yes.
We don't know the truth.
Right.
Or we choose to ignore it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I know for me, when I'm studying the truth and I'm in that place of prayer and communion, there's times I still don't feel like mm-hmm. I'm that treasure or because it might be some residue. And yet the discipline of continuing to let that light shine, even when I don't feel it, because I can't trust my emotions all the time.
We cannot.
I can trust.
They're broken. I think we have to understand that our emotions and our feelings, like that's in our soul, and our soul is broken.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was just talking to somebody the other day and just, you know, kind of walking with them through the heart posture of not being prideful and trying to, like you say, figuring it all out. And even trying to like get scriptures and different things that the Lord has and try to place it the way we wanted to place it. Sometimes it's really surrendering even God's word. And what does it say from your heartbeat? What does it say that, how does this apply to me without me have to formulate it or put them in a method and a system that I need to fix it?
Yeah. You know, and I loved what Pastor Will did at the beginning of the message, where he got us all to focus in on approaching God's word. Mm-hmm. And he said two things. He said, expect to see God in his word.
Yes.
Yeah. So whenever we read, whenever we are listening to a message, expect to see God in his word. And then the second thing was the prayer where he said for us to pray to the Lord, God, what are you saying? And then God, what do you want me to do about it?
Right.
And that's not just, this isn't a little gimmick. It's really preparing your heart and getting into that mind space where, okay, I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind and my life is to be different after I encounter God's word.
Exactly. So it's walking by faith, right? Not by sight. So even when we're expecting God's word to transform mm-hmm. and renew and even bring me my feelings
into
submission, into alignment. And so there is something that changes and transforms as I leave my time mm-hmm. coming in one way.
Right.
and going on another. And even if it's not like this, woo, you know, big highlight, oh, I'm ready to go. The Lord just gave me a glimmer of hope.
Amen.
That I can continue walking in the truth and know the truth because I expect and believe it is the truth. And so, and then again, maybe calling another buddy and saying, hey, I just read this. I'm reading this. I'm praying through this. Hey, just want to have you hold me accountable today through this. You know, so it really starts catalytically moving you into the soil. Like
Amen.
About.
Yeah. And, you know, and Pastor Will was saying how, you know, when Jesus says like he who has ears to hear, he's calling to his audience who understood that if you really heard and received something, it would be tied to obedience. It would be tied to your actions.
Action. What are you going to do about it?
And that's the second way that I'm seeing this treasure application, which is, okay, not only is it how I see myself, but now I've captured the heart of God for others.
That's a big deal. Yeah, because I think when we see ourselves as a treasure or see ourselves in Christ, then we can see other people, even if they're hard people to be around, even if those are family members or loved ones, we start to see how Jesus sees them.
Right.
And we pray accordingly to what their heart needs to be moved into. And so, yes, I think it gives us a whole new perspective of the King and his love for them through that treasuring of ourselves. Because, God chose us. He loved us first. So that we could love him, and then we could love others.
Right, and you know, just to jump back to Pastor Kurt's message, you know, he did touch on how, you know, the power to forgive.
Yes, yeah,
and that is truly the heart of the Father.
It is. Yeah.
Is when you can now see past the person's junk, the person's sin.
Right.
And you captured the heart of God for that person.
Yes.
And their sin. Yes, the sin in their life. We're not discounting that, but you are now, in order to function as a vehicle of healing and a vessel, you have to walk in forgiveness.
Yes, and what it does too is it takes us into a place of really praying for empathy.
Yeah.
So we can empathize because that person. Right or wrong, and again, sometimes it's doing injustice, but they were wounded and somehow they did this to me or someone else. And so it doesn't negate the fact of what they did or justify, but what it does is it gives us the empathy of Christ to say, we forgive you.
Right.
We release this to the Lord. And then the Lord will do the healing and restoration. That's not up to us, but it is my choice to forgive.
Amen. Amen. So as we're getting close to the wrap up, what would you say are some practical steps that we could all take out of this, either from prayer points or just some practical day-to-day actions that would help us?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just assessing the pride, you know, is there something that I'm holding on to, either a lie that I'm not the treasure or, you know, I have to do more to be in that place where God qualifies me or I can be that minister or pastor. So it's the pride and sometimes a false humility. So just, I think assessing that. And then is there a lie? Is there something coming up that is habitual that continues to come up? And what do I need to do to sort of repent from that or really ask the Lord for his truth or find the truth through the word of God? To be able to live in that treasured place. So I think for me, and maybe recommending, just ask yourself with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and just say, you know, what is holding me back? What is it that I'm not being activated in? And what is the fullness, the abundance of being in that treasure and being Christ's own?
Amen. Amen. And to that, I would definitely add, like you're touching on it, but like reading God's Word.
Yes.
Understanding it's not just a book.
It's a life story, and it's applicable right now, even what the soil and what the treasure, I mean, that's all applicable. Yeah, I think, you know, one of the practices that I want to continue to grow in is knowing his word, not just intellectually.
Yeah.
Or not just kind of writing all down, you know, these journals, but really having it take residence in my body.
Yeah.
And like you said, the transforming of my mind. So that when those moments come up or those lies or different things, I'm his masterpiece.
Amen.
I have a purpose and a destiny. There's good things coming out of the bad things.
Yep.
for the greaterness of it. Or I have joy set before me. You know, that even in the pain and the suffering, the losses that don't make sense. So those scriptures just become now the truth that shines a light so bright that I don't have to live in darkness or isolation.
Good. Yeah, so good. And I would just add, you know, get around other treasure.
Yes, come on.
You have to get around other people. You have to get in a greenhouse. Yes. You need a community. You can't do this by yourself.
Yeah, so I was talking to somebody the other day too, and they were saying, you know, sometimes people gravitate. Like if you're in a sort of a low place or you know, maybe a little bit more of the depressed or negative, sometimes you grab a party. And you have those same people in the room.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I got to get around Luke or I got to get around Will, Pastor Will, because they shine light and they're such a treasure because we all have those moments. But yes, I would say you cannot do this alone.
No.
You have to be in a community.
Amen. Amen. Would you just bless us today as we go?
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. This was... seemed like it went by so fast. Well, we thank you for treasuring us. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that's new every morning. Lord, we pray that we would be not only disciplined, but have a thirst and hunger for your word, for your Holy Spirit. Lord, just for prayer and communion and to fellowship with you, Lord, especially in those early morning hours where we can get up. And the first place we go is you, Jesus. And so we pray a blessing on HPC, pray a blessing on everyone listening. Lord, we pray that this message would really be able to be broken down into the segments and the practicals and the tangibles of living and breathing the treasured places of our heart that you have imparted in. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, our great dad. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It was awesome.
All right, guys. So understand that you are treasured by the Father. Receive that and press into that. Go bless somebody else this week, and we'll see you on Sunday. Can't count